Finland. Mr. Wang.
Thank you so much, and I'll try to be brief. Thank you for all the interventions. I think certainly there seems to be a general consensus about the necessity of risk reduction in this environment. I would point out the obvious, which is that there's less agreement on the risk drivers that are contributing to potential realization of different pathways to use. Some of these differences in views are going to be irreconcilable, and that's because they're linked to competing strategic visions and priorities. And it underscores the limits of risk reduction, which must exist in a larger framework of tools and mechanisms, as Alex mentioned earlier, that can provide predictability and stability even in these circumstances. And that includes arms control and disarmament structures. But some of these differences in terms of views can be overcome, and these are symptoms of the lack of dialogue or can be a function of misperception, misunderstanding, or reflects the rapidly shifting risk landscape, including the role of emerging and disruptive technologies. And as the ambassador from Italy suggested, these technologies can also have a positive role to play in risk reduction in terms of ensuring predictability by, for instance, improving the quality of information that is processed by decision makers prior to situations involving nuclear weapons. The value of nuclear risk reduction is to explore jointly and identify more systematically and comprehensively those risks to identify common ground. But of course, this can't just be about the process. And I think as demonstrated by this discussion today, I do think we're moving from the general principle of risk reduction and are having necessary conversations about operationalization. Some noted that these are taking place across different initiatives and venues. And indeed, there would be value to having a dedicated forum. And Ambassador Yarmo mentioned some of these proposals earlier. Having such a venue would be good, not least to ensure that risk reduction doesn't just become a mantra and background noise, but serves as a galvanizing force to turn conversations into concrete deliverables. And it can present a reminder to all of us, I think, the public included, about the unacceptable humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons and this larger goal of achieving nuclear disarmament. So with that, I'll stop. Thanks.